Back to him. Craig Gabriel is not the owner of the Batmobile, but he's been talking about Rafa and his heavy balls at the French Open across the weekend. Craig, welcome.
Hello, bonjour.
Oh, bonjour. Perfect for you with your Lacoste. This is real peak season for you. French Open, Roland Garros, Lacoste. It goes together.
Souffle.
That's about all I know.
Can we just start straight off the top? Where are you? Did you end up going or not?
I did not end up going. I was due to fly out on Thursday night, and I cancelled. And there's a whole stack of reasons why, but I am actually in Sydney.
Righto, well, that's much closer. That's much closer. Which means you've got to be up all night watching the tennis. Tell me about these heavy balls. Is it bad for Rafa, good for John Isner? What does that mean?
Well, you know, it's the conditions. I mean, I think also Rafa was making a big case about these Wilson balls that have been used this year. And they're fluffing up, so they're moving a lot slower. The conditions are a lot heavier because it's not the summer or the spring-summer period that they normally play this. You're in the middle of autumn over there now, and it's damp, it's chilly, so it slows everything down. Now, the other part of it, which Rafa doesn't like, most people would think that Nadal would love that. That's not the case. He actually likes it higher bouncing and moving a bit quicker. But the other part of this is that the balls that they used to use were Babolat, and Babolat sponsor Rafa with all his rackets. So he was making a further fuss about it.
Ah.
The Babolat balls are not there.
Righto. Okay, so it's a sponsor issue more than anything else. I did see, speaking of the conditions, I was watching a bit last night, Victoria Azarenka basically had snow gear on.
Yep.
In her game. Mm. It must have been horrendous.
It was pretty cold. You know, there were a lot of the players who were wearing leggings. I don't know if you saw Andy Murray's outfit, but let me tell you, it is not going to make the pages of Vogue, that's for sure. It's a shocker. But Vika was in what are those tights and her warm-up jacket the whole match. Simona Halep was in a similar situation. So, the conditions are pretty chilly.
And there has also been talk, Craig, about the new roof. It's a very different-looking Roland Garros now. It meant that more matches could be played because of the poor weather, but when you look through the first week, it looks like it's going to be a very damp French Open.
Very damp French Open. That was one of the reasons I looked at the weather forecast. I didn't go because of the rain. They've also installed lights on, I think, 12 courts.
So okay.
While there is no official night play this year, it will be happening next year, by the way, official night play, but they're going to be allowed to switch on the lights so that they can go a little bit longer than they normally would, so they can get things done. And this rain is not going to help the situation because things are going to go quite long.
And, Craig, what happened to Alex last night? Straight sets.
Yeah. You know what? It wasn't... it was a disappointing performance. He had set points in the first set. I think he had a break from memory in the second set as well. So the chances were there. He is just not there mentally. Granted, he got to the quarters of the U.S. Open, his first quarterfinal at one of the majors. But he is just getting so down on himself. He's just not giving himself an opportunity. It's all very well to really want it and to want it now, but you've also got to understand that steps have got to be taken. You're learning a craft. And he's really, you know, berating himself and getting down on himself, and he doesn't seem to be enjoying it. As he put it, he says, "I'm not in a happy place on the court at the moment. I don't know what to do."
So not a great thing to do, to have going on in your head when you're out there on court.
Yeah.
Tell me about Jannik Sinner. This is a young Italian, because he's taken David Goffin at straight sets, smacked into bits. Number 11 seed.
Absolutely, absolutely smacked, David. Jannik Sinner is an incredible young player. He's tall. He's got an unbelievable power. He really, I mean, certainly all of us in tennis have heard about him and, you know, that this is a young fellow with great talent from Italy. But it was at the Next Gen Finals last year in Milan where he started to shine. He beat Dimino in the final and beat him quite handily. And after that, he's really kicked on. He's already ranked at about 70, 72 in the world. And he's only just turned 18. He 19. He only turned 19 a month ago. So it just shows how young he is and the talent that he's got. And boy, David Goffin was really struggling in that match today. And you know, when you look at the scoreline, 7-5, 6-love, 6-3.
Yeah. Smacked him.
It's the second time this year.
Now, it was one of the interesting matches overnight, Craig, saw Stan Wawrinka up against Andy Murray. Now, it's been 21 years since two champions in the men's draw have met in the first round at Roland Garros. Now, obviously, Murray is coming back from injury, and to be honest, so is Wawrinka, which is the key reason why they've met in the first round. But Wawrinka just tore him apart.
Yeah, absolutely. Andy played a shocker of a match today. His serve wasn't there. He just couldn't get things together. He was also very, very, very unhappy with the way he performed today. And he said, obviously, there's got a long way to go. The historical aspect is certainly quite something on this whole thing. And it's the first time at a major since Wimbledon 2012 that two former champions of the majors have met in the first round, and it's the first time since 1999 at the French Open. But it's not just that. It's going to happen 2 days running, because tomorrow you've also got Dominique Thiem, the new U.S. Open champion, playing the 2014 U.S. Open champion in Marin Cilic in the first round. So it's a huge lineup with first-round matches. But Stan was very good today, and what he also said, he had to remain so focused in this match. Andy went into it with a 12-8 record over Stan, but Stan, look, he's had so many more matches and on clay of late, so you expected him to win.
And what about the other Aussies? I know there was a few in play, say Jordan Thompson, a loser, Dara Gavrilova, a winner. What are the other Aussies?
This really put the knife in. Loser. Look, it was a miserable day. It really was. We had six Australians play today and only two advanced. Astra Sharma from Perth.
That's a good win.
She snuck through. I thought she was going to lose, but she snuck through in the last minute. And Daria Gavrilova was the surprise for me. She upset the 24th seed, Diana Yastremska. But besides Dimino, you're saying Jordan Thompson went out. Alia Tomljanovic went out. Madison Inglis went out. All in straight sets. So it was not a good day at all.
Can my girl Maria Sakkari win?
Maria Sakkari, did she play today?
Played Tomljanovic.
Yes, she beat Tomljanovic. What am I thinking? 6-love, 7-5. Yeah, exactly right. She's got a big chance over here.
That Daria Gavrilova win is a good win. I mean, she was a massive outsider in that match, but she's been one that sort of was victim of the coronavirus in the sense that she hadn't been able to play tennis, stuck in Melbourne, not being able to get on court and do her normal training. And she's been off the scene for a long time anyway. So that's a big surprise.
Big effort. You know what she's ranked now? 788.
Yeah, there you go.
Look, last year, I remember her at the U.S. Open being so dejected and out of sorts. And it really sounded like she was going to retire. And I asked her that today. She said, no, I never really thought about that because I love the sport too much and I really want to play. And, so that's what happened. And I asked her, I said, how did it feel? She said, you know, when anybody asks me that question, I always want to give a sarcastic answer. Of course I feel good. I said, that's not the point that I was trying to get at. I wanted to know your feelings, what it really felt like on the court when that last point was won. So she was pretty good after that. But it was a good effort on Dasha's part because she's been through a lot with injuries.
Yeah, no, I would. 24th seed gone under Dasha's watch there. Hopefully it lasts for a little while as well. Who we got tonight? John Millman's on tonight against Pablo Carreño Busta. We're looking forward to that 11:05 p.m., Craig. That'll be our focus. Of course, Rafa's in action tonight as well. Plenty of great tennis coming up the next couple of weeks, and we'll hear about it all from our Lacoste-wearing superstar, Craig Gabriel.
Yeah, we've got a couple of Australians tomorrow. It's Alexander Vukic, who came through the qualifying. He's from Sydney. And James Duckworth will be playing Tommy Paul tomorrow as well.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, buddy.
See you, guys.
Craig Gabriel covering the French Open for us in 2020. Now, Whitey selected... he won the face-off on Friday.
He did.
First crack, he gets 1 point, Pip, which is not really going to help him, is it? So for Pippi, who was very, very good on resumption, took out the group one. Neil Tolshia from Wodonga wins the $100 voucher from Ribera's at Swallows. They offer simply the best and freshest seafood available, 192 Station Street in Port Melbourne. Well done, Neil. Well done, Whitey. Back on the winner's list. It's been a while. Congratulations.
Yes, I was very happy with that.